Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Esther chapters 1 to 3. God uses our life experiences to prepare us. We read in Esther chapter 2 verse 15 like this. Now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abigail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go in to the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the woman, advised, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. The book of Esther is the only book of the Bible that does not mention or even allude to God. Even though God's name does not appear in the book, God's purposes do, and his fingerprint are evident through all the events that happen in the book. There is a tragedy waiting to happen to God's chosen people, the descendants of Abraham, which would have prevented God's eternal covenants with Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses and David from coming into fruition. So God worked behind the scenes and orchestrated events that would prevent the total annihilation of the Jewish race. The book of Esther tells how a young Jewish woman in Persia found out what God wanted her to do. Esther was an orphan daughter of Abihail and an unnamed mother who was adopted by her cousin Mordecai of the tribe of Benjamin. She became part of the royal harem and eventually married Ahasuerus, the king of Persia. The selection of Esther and the detection of plotters may seem to be events that do not belong together, but they were both part of God's plan to save his people. Esther's coronation was a grand public affair, while Mordecai's service to the king was rather private. But God would use both Esther's position and Mordecai's service to fulfill his purposes. God never wastes a life. People may waste their own lives, but God always has a purpose for his people. We may think that God only works in the important events of life. However, all events in life are important if we are living in the will of God. Mordecai was not immediately rewarded for saving the king's life, but God would take care of it at the right time. We need to obey God and do our service faithfully and let God take care of the consequences. God uses our experiences to prepare us for what lies ahead. Often it is not until later that we see how God has worked out the events and prepared us for a situation. God doesn't waste the experiences in our lives, for he knows what we are doing and what we are learning and how he is going to use all of that in the future. God is always preparing us for his kingdom. So when the signals are blurred and we are uncertain which way to go, let's keep on praying, getting good spiritual counsel, and not stop what we are doing. We need to trust God to steer us to the place where he wants us to be. A sailboat's rudder is useless when the sails are down. We need to set the sail and get going. We will get the direction when the wind fills the sails. As the direction of the wind changes, our boat will also change course accordingly. Sometimes God may have to change our life course, and when he does, let us trust his purposes and plan for our lives. Let us trust God to be God and let him direct the steering wheel of our lives. He is using our life experiences to prepare us for what lies ahead and to fulfill his master plan for our lives. As we read in Romans 8:28, the words of Apostle Paul, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.